Just to give you an example, Fairview's sewer rate's over $50, where ours is at 19.
Did we take out a loan relative to the well that was drilled west of town, and then is that paid?
That's part of the water project that I says that we don't want.
So that includes a water treatment plant, running pipeline to some spring water, well, and the tank?
The tank's gonna be another phase.
Oh, okay.
That we're just getting ready to, again, we got $1 million earmarked money grant for that tank, and we'll have to come up with some on that. And they're still in the designing of that tank.
But the project, the water project was the well treatment plant.
Was the well and the...
And then running that pipe up?
Yes, up the spring.
To the spring.
Yep.
Well, just to register, my concern is these increasing costs to our citizens, and especially our seniors on fixed income. They just seem to be going up every time they come to a meeting, so it's my concern.
Yeah, we've got to do something, though. If we don't do something quick, we will lose our pond, our sewer pond. And then it's going to cost us millions more than what we're looking at doing right now. Any other public comments? Any comments from city council?
So that means we'd be paying around $31.90 or something like that a month?
My hope is that we can raise our rate $2 or $3 after the first year. Our first payment on this will not be until January of 28, and that's when they told us we would have to get to that higher rate. So I'm hoping that we could increase it a little bit after the first year. We give it 9 months, 12 months to see what it is. The biggest thing is by taking out the bond, we have to have reserve to cover it. And that's part of why we've got to raise rates, is to cover that reserve to help pay, to make sure we got money there to pay off.
So basically, we're looking maybe $2-3 on off to get going.
And then raise it slowly after. And again, truthfully, our hope is that, I want to say the engineering cost was right around $300,000. So I'm hoping we're going to come in at just over $2 million versus the 2.9 that we were originally scheduled to borrow.
Whatever sewer impact fees we acquire during that time period, we can put towards this.
A certain percent. We can't take it all. So we can't make the whole payment with sewer impact fees, because yes, the new people coming in is a part of the impact, the reason why we have to do it. But they still make you pass part of the cost off to the residents that's already here.
Okay.
So that's where we're looking at trying to do it, probably $2 or a month after the first year, to hopefully take that a lot of years before we, like I said, we'll probably have to do two, I would say. And hopefully that will cover us.
Are there any other major projects that you guys are anticipating in the future then? Because, I mean, to you guys, you're like $30 here and $30 here, but it adds up, you know.
Roads is the biggest thing next.
Yeah, and this first phase of the road project, we're going to be paying for out of our existing budget and hopefully grant money. We haven't been awarded it yet, so you don't count your eggs before they're in the basket, right?
Yeah.
But that shouldn't cost the residents anything for this first phase of road construction.
And that's, what is that going to cover on the roads? Like what? One big street, or is that like everything? Or
so we gave them a list of different roads we we thought were priorities.
Okay.
But they cut it in half, and so we're going to go back and reevaluate which ones we will actually do. Colton.
The only other project I can see in the near future would be, depending on growth, the resizing of a couple lines that go to our let's see, could happen depending on growth.
Yeah, and so anyhow, too, we know we've had some problems with this, but it's from taking care of our sewer line from the property line to the main. Some towns do it, some towns don't. And we really haven't said that. Because we looked it up, tried to look it up, me and Natalie and stuff. And I don't know, I just think it's, I kind of like what Fairview does up there, because they do take care of the whole thing and stuff. But I mean, you know, it could happen to any one of us here sitting here. You know, your sewer plugs, it's on the city side. You don't know what that's going to cost. You've got to dig across the road or whatever. And I have it happen personally. I don't want any money from it or nothing. But I know that when Marcy and Nate had it done, she struggled with that because she didn't get it fixed. You know, and it causes quite a mess. I think we need to serve our people, and I think we need to take care of it. It's not going to be that many a year, but when it happens, we've got the equipment to do it. Yeah.
I just briefly searched it in the city.
Yeah, we need to.
Know if it's stated anywhere.
We need to go ahead and search that because I thought it was passed before our time. But I'm certain it was passed before.
Well, I remember when me and Paul was working for the city. I mean, we went up to Dennis Madison's and we. Remember we were on that state now and stuff? That hasn't been that long ago. I've never heard anything about it. I just think we need to serve our citizens a little bit better that way. Because it can cause a hazard. Because, I mean, mine personally was, they were still flushing in the house, but it was coming out of the clean out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that pipe was actually in the ground 4% backwards. And it's been that way for 45 years for the final filter. So, I mean, if I hadn't dig across the road or something like that, and if I hadn't been able to do it myself, it would cost a ton of money.
That's another thing we need to look at. So, any other comments relating to this?
Sorry, I have one more thing. I know that Spring City is having an issue with their sewage, and a lot of the community is now expected to pay money to connect to the houses and stuff like that. If this sewage system that you guys are proposing or wanting to do is done, are we going to have to like connect or change something to our own houses, which would cost, you know, in excess of, you know, something?
All houses should be already hooked on that's
okay.
In existence. If you build a new house, you could be required to extend a sewer line.
Okay. But there's nothing additional that we would have.
We've had a couple landowners come forward that thought they were on the sewer system and realized that they wasn't just lately.
Okay.
But for the average person, no, it should not affect anything on your own property or anything that way.
So is raising impact fees some you guys could do, raise them a little bit more to reduce the cost on current residents and like a little bit more?
We can't because there's only a certain portion of that impact fee that can be used towards this project.
Okay. And I can't remember. I think we decided to go with about the max we could charge for a sewer impact fee when we adopted it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we really, what would tell more, like Colter said, one of the other projects, if we had to upsize a line or something like that, then we could go back and really look at that impact fee and help offset that off of the impact fees.
Yeah, because that would
but
really
we're help. Able to put a certain percentage of the impact fees right now to help pay for this. And that's why that's going to drop down from the $12 a month.
All right. Yeah. I'm not sure if we've ever charged a sewer impact fee in Mount Pleasant, have we?
They did a while back.
Have they?
Yeah. And then they got rid of all of them. No other comments? We'll just go ahead and close our public hearing.